Knock them down. Well, thanks, Jimmy and Joan. I can't believe every week I come here. It's just more and more full crowd, and it's great to see the series going gangbusters. So I'm going to start with an insomnia poem. Some people write dream poems. I write insomnia poems. And now that we have 24-hour, you know, news radio with our new public radio regime, there's all sorts of good stuff. So this was written a couple months ago, right around the time of the Florida primary. It's called Gleanings from a Mean Time, or Welcome to the World Today. Welcome back to the world today. It's 7 hours Greenwich Mean Time, a calm night in Senegal, a lot of unhappiness in the country, a giant nation stirring, bracing for protests nationwide. Outside the statute of limitations, violence is escalating. You know you have to pay for it. Is Ireland the next Greece? In the meantime, if your brain could talk, what would it sound like? An entirely new type of drone. A humanitarian mission. George Clooney was involved. Is Italy the next Greece? Manage your reputation online. No sanctuaries remain. Momentum is on our side. An unprecedented flood of money can mobilize at a pinch. Angela Merkel is smiling. A fancy flying camera can, in fact, topple governments. Is Spain the next Greece? Easier to hire and fire, prices double overnight, a triumphant agreement, borrowing at 17% interest. Is Portugal the next Greece? Two players for the future, Sudan tops Burkina Faso 2-1. Americans, Romney relieved at the victory. Americans are quite upset. We go to our U.S. correspondent, Johnny Diamond, in the Sunshine State. Quote, all manner of fried foods, ice-cold, watery American lager. Welcome back to the world today, 8 hours Greenwich Mean Time, dozens murdered by security forces, the mountain of debt that already is. Patience is running thin, consistent in its opposition, dramatic violence on the ground, a lot of unhappiness in the country. Whither Greece? A secret report has emerged. All will be explained.
I forgot my watch. Does someone have a watch?
All right. All right. This is from, actually, when my manuscript was Boundary Waters. I have kind of a series of poems that have to do with boundary crossing of various sorts. And they started out, some of you might have heard them, in the form of just a series of haikus that were a little cryptic. And they have now kind of expanded into haibun, which is an extended prose, or a prose poem, kind of followed by a haiku. So I'm going to read two. The first one is called The Happiest Man Alive. I took the train to Marseille, needing a new city. My head was swimming in the Tropic of Cancer. I have no money, no resources, no hopes. I am the happiest man alive. Pouring from the station, I let myself be carried down the street with the crowd, surges of people moving with purpose, me intent only on moving. The air swirled with aromas, loud colors, bright noise, all the cheap market cliches. But what I remember is the elation of movement, the heady sensation of strangeness where anything can happen. How long this went on, I can't say. The colors in the shops became noticeably plainer, more solids, dark blue and gray. The street was still noisy and full, but the crowd moved more slowly. Groups on the sidewalk stood talking. Shopkeepers leaned outside under porticos, and I began to notice how they noticed me. Some just staring, one boldly eyed me up and down. It was then I became aware that ahead of me appeared only men. With that deliberate slowness used to try to hide fear, breathe, breathe, don't make any quick moves, I walked a few more paces, then stopped across the street, ever so casually turning my head to the right. That's when I could see behind me, across from me, in front of me, all around me, in the midst of this thick city, I was the only woman on the street. As soon as I could give it a name, I was saved. the Arab Quarter. You have wandered into the Arab Quarter. No particular danger, you just don't belong here. Continuing across the street, I made my way back up the other sidewalk in the direction I came, though this time with my eyes down, my gaze averted, my arms that had just been swinging freely in the air, a spring thrill like the first barefoot day of summer, now hung obscenely naked, exposed. Tropic of Cancer makes a faulty travel guide, but for one brief Marseille morning, I was the happiest man alive. This one is called New World Geography. I apologize for those of you who were just at the Big Idea bookstore reading 3 weeks ago. I'm doing a lot of overlap, but that's just the way it is. So, New World Geography. It was in Quebec where I first heard the term États-Unis. What do you mean, American, you United Statesan? A local disturbance to dislodge continents. Home, a sudden island. I ponder the gaping hole in my language. Of course, says a friend from Venezuela when I ask, estadounidense. Like an 8-year-old bursting with a big new word, I try it out on my compatriots. I don't know what you mean, says one. I don't get it, says another. San, she asks, is that something Japanese? Nicaragua, Canada, we too are America, you United Statesan. Okay, I'm going to read a couple French lesson poems. This was the very first one, and I didn't realize it would kind of turn into many lessons, however. This is French lesson number one, Langue étrangère, foreign tongue. Boldly, as we stood talking in broad daylight, the young stranger leaned over and stuck his tongue down my throat. The cheek. What made him think I would let him get away with it? Such a public undoing. I was too young then to understand what was happening. Of course, I let him get away with it. Now, every encounter brings an other. Sweet little death. This one is called, this is French lesson number seven, La Phonétique. And it comes from an exercise that they used to do to teach you the French P, which is not supposed to explode into the microphone, so you can see how badly I've learned the lesson. They used to make you light a match and hold it about an inch from your mouth. The French P is very soft. It's not plosive, as they call it. So there should be no explosion of breath. And so you would hold the match from your mouth and say, Papa part pour Paris. That was the line. My father passed away about 10 days ago. I thought I wasn't, and I found this poem. I actually wrote it last year when he had gone into a nursing home. And I was so glad to find it because I certainly couldn't write anything right now. And so this is French lesson number seven, La Phonétique. Papa part pour Paris. Papa is leaving for Paris. Papa departs, softly, a whisper. See how the flame barely flickers. Papa part pour Paris. Papa, softly departing, leave a candle burning. Okay, and this last one, I kind of think of my father, too, because my father never found a get-rich-quick book that he didn't love. not that it ever worked for him, but hey, you know, it worked for the authors of the books. So this I wrote in the middle of the financial crisis about 3 years ago, kind of 4 years ago now. Okay, it's called Thank You for Crawling. Thank you for crawling. Your fall is unimportant to us. Due to the unusually heavy volume of newly transferred wealth, we are experiencing significant delight. Stay in line, and one of our agents will deal with you curtly. Your good fortune will be manhandled in the disorder we've unleashed. To help us better unnerve you in the future, this collapse may be monitored for taming purposes. To expedite your falter, you may choose from the following rejections. Please pay attention, as obligations have changed. Para Espanol, leave this country. Go home. To review your account decimation, enter 401k. To report a lost or stolen future, hang up and try again later. If you would like to make a payment, press 0. Our fast operators are standing by to assail you. Please have your carte blanche ready. To speak with a representative, a large donation is required. Press Fortune 500. To return to the pain menu, stay online, get hung up, roll for 7, and wish upon a star.